I'm Angie Lambrecht. I do vocals, guitar, and feet percussion.
I'm Randall Wood, and I'm playing the keys.
Sean Blomberg, playing bass.
And I'm Adrian Colbo, and I play electric guitar.
Together, they are Ultraviolet.
It's not always seen, but it can always be felt.
Ultraviolet describes itself as an ever-evolving project, pushing the creative boundaries of self through musical expression. It started out as a duo with Angie and one of her best friends, Velvet Adams, on bass. Angie, a trained percussionist, was influenced by Shaky Graves, an Americana musician from Austin, Texas, who set out as a one-man band playing his vintage guitar and a drum made out of a suitcase.
It was really inspiring to be able to say, hey, I can play guitar, I can sing, and I can still play drums all at the same time.
Her DIY drum set includes three separate kick pedals attached to an old hardside Samsonite suitcase, a floor-based tambourine, and another suitcase with a snare drum mounted in the center. Ultraviolet almost fell apart when Velvet moved away. Angie was the last woman standing. The 27-year-old singer-songwriter was getting close to following in her friend's footsteps and leaving Sioux City 2 when she met up with Sean and Adrian, who have known each other since they were kids.
So I was kind of out in the waters, not really knowing what the heck I was going to do, and these two guys were like, you know what, we can keep this project rolling.
They introduced her to Randall, another longtime mutual friend. The new combo struck a chord.
She just radiates music. And so to really get to know her is to play music with her, I guess, and listen to her music as well.
I got a pocket full of mojo, and I got an ace in the hole. Now with the voice of an angel, I could make any man fall. And I got a pocket full of mojo, riding on some bag of bones.
This point,
there's a lot of tea.
We do drink a lot of tea.
I started out in rock and roll doing a lot of other harder beverages, and
watch his eyes light up bright like the 4th of July. Now watch him wiggle and giggle just like a cover wired child.
Besides Angie, everyone in the band lived here and moved away to bigger cities like Montreal, Indianapolis, and Seattle. Then they came back in their early 30s and 40s.
That's part of the energy, too.
We have
too.
A love for this city, actually. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are kind of like, we love Sioux City. It's our city.
We've chosen to move back here and live here and make careers here.
And
of all the experiences that we've had in other cities and bands we've played with and musicians that we've collaborated with, this is, right now, is the place where we're supposed to be, and we've all chosen it, and it's really cool.
Definitely feels right.
It was weird that night when we met, because we actually went to the same high school. We graduated, 7 years apart?
7, 8 years.
So we had like the same experience in high school growing up on the west side, going through the same band program with the same director. Mr. White Dance.
Yeah.
and we just had this like similar thing where when Sean and I saw her, we were like what they're doing is really cool. You know, Sean and I having moved away to find things that are really cool, it was really amazing to just walk into Vanguard and see this couple of women that were just rocking it on stage and find out what was going on with them, and then ultimately now we're in a band.
While some of their younger counterparts keep their eyes set on the big city, seeing it as the only place where dreams can come true, the members of Ultraviolet experienced a shift in perspective about the place they once called home.
I've been thinking about moving back for a long time. It had always been this thing in the back of my mind. You know, I have a big family here in Sioux City, and the goal is to be around my family and their kids and all of that. My dad got sick, and so it just kind of was the catalyst for that. And it helped me to jump ship and just say, I'm moving back. So, yeah, that was about 1.5 years ago. And
same for me. Family was the main inspiration. Also just tired of the big city and the rat race and feeling like I was spinning my wheels. And Randall and his wife, Christy, decided that they were going to make Sioux City their home. And we ended up kind of landing all at the same time, which is really cool. And it just made Sioux City feel like home.
I was the guy that left Sioux City and moved away to bigger cities thinking that that's where all the answers are found. If you move away, great, you know, go find what you gotta find, but there's a lot of really amazing people in Sioux City that are making art and music, and for our size, it's really happening here.
That's Ultraviolet, Siouxland Public Media's Artist of the Month. To hear more from them and to listen to other local arts and culture features, visit kwit.org. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.
Well, I stepped out my door today, I felt the sun upon my shoulders. I heard the wind telling me that spring was on her way. Now, how can you feel the change? Instead of getting just a little bit longer, the nights are getting just a little bit more strange. Now, won't you please let your hair go wild? Spring has finally sprung. It's time to get out and hear those birds sing. Just take a walk with myself, just so I could be as one. Now, oh, have you seen the rain? I saw my nephew go from puddle to puddle.
Songs that help me to feel okay.
true.